Hello and welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show, where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. You're very welcome along. My name is Rachel Wheely, a human in the world, walking briskly, for it is cold, over a hill next to Cannon Hill Common on my way to Child 3's rock concert, an amazing event in which small children, not going to go so far as Eddie Izzard did and say murder popular songs, but recreate popular songs using drum machines and keyboards and electric guitars. And it's both wonderful and terrifying at the same time. I want to tempt you away from your desk this lunchtime. Step away from your keyboard. Spend 10 minutes walking in nature. I'm very lucky to be able to walk next to Cannon Hill Common on the most beautiful day in the world today. There's just a faint fog hanging over the place. And trees everywhere. And today I want to bring you an ancient philosophical concept in our exploration of life, the universe, and everything. This too shall pass. Welcome to Walk the Pod. So I've set myself the ambitious task of covering life, the universe, and everything for Series 42. And thank you to Captain Tim of the People's Republic of Croydon for that audio representation of the word 42, represented by a golfer shouting four, a cup of tea being poured, and then really no idea what the end of it was at all. Perhaps you could let me know, Captain Tim. Or maybe eagle-eared listeners will be able to work out how the two was represented there, but I couldn't fathom it myself. Anyway, we're going to cover life, the universe and everything this series, and this too shall pass is what I want to bring you today. It's almost like an advent calendar, isn't it, this series? Something new to think about every day. Which will cover all of how to be in the world. So I think it might be an ancient Buddhist concept, but it could equally be, well, it sounds like it's what Gandalf was yelling about on that bridge in Lord of the Rings, doesn't it? And with apologies to people who would have explained what bit of Lord of the Rings I'm referring to there more succinctly than that, or more accurately than that, I should say. This too shall pass. And then he falls into the void. So this too shall pass is probably the only piece of advice that anyone will ever give you that is true. It is always true. It is worth bearing in mind when we are happy as well as when we are heartbroken, or distraught, or full of grief. For it is the only thing that we can be sure of, that time will pass, and the thing that currently feels like a feeling we will never shift, will shift. The things that are happening that we feel will never end, will end. I'm reminded of a couple of things. With this, one is the Rudyard Kipling poem, If You Can Meet With Triumph And Disaster Just The Same. sort of reminds me of this too shall pass, because it is sort of saying, you know, you should stick to what you're doing, whether it's going well or badly, and this too shall pass indicates that whatever is currently happening will eventually... I'm trying to think of a word. I don't know what word I'm trying to think of, but will eventually shift itself in favour of something else. And it's very, very helpful when we're in a very bad place to think about the fact that whilst it might seem like we're never going to get out of this particular frame of mind, we will. We always do. Apologies for the slightly halting delivery on the podcast today. It is almost too cold to think at the moment. I'm finding my brain is not firing on all cylinders. I don't know how many cylinders I've got most of the time, but it's possibly a few short of that today, just because it's freezing. And I'm stomping down the hill, going to my Child 3's rock concert. And I should say, of course, that one should never go for a walk on the way to somewhere or on an errand, because the best kind of walking is done with no agenda at all in mind. The best kind of walking is done for its own sake. And the type of walking and the type of rest and relaxation you get from going on a walk where you're not going anywhere and you're not heading to a shop or to meet a friend is entirely different and better than the type of walking you do when you've also got a shopping list in your back pocket. So if you're learning how to go for a walk, a skill that it seems odd that anybody should need to learn how to do, but we do need to learn how to do it, my advice to you would be make sure you walk with no other end in mind than the walk itself. And I'm breaking that rule today just purely because I've run out of time. And that's the kind of month December is, unfortunately. So, but this too shall pass. And I think really that's what I'm getting at. December's very busy, feels a bit too much. There's too much going on, too many things to do, too many expectations, too many friends saying we must meet up before the Christmas for a coffee or a beer or something. It's like, yeah, in theory, sure, but I mean, when? So if December could just be 6 months long, I think we could do all the things we need to do, and we could do nice, kind things like send Christmas cards and so on. But the reality is that there's just rather a lot happening. Anyway, this too shall pass. If this makes you think of anything or reminds you of something, and it reminds me of my good friend Scary, who painted a rock with "This Too Shall Pass" on it a couple of years ago, might have been this time of year. And I really, really enjoyed that pebble. I think it was in one of the lockdowns. And it was a good reminder for me at the time, even in the middle of a lockdown, "This Too Shall Pass." And it's one of those things which is profoundly simple and profoundly complex at the same time, for it means nothing and everything. What can I see directly in front of me? Well, it's pretty cold, and Miz, as discussed, there's a rather beautiful tennis court next to me, and I don't usually describe a tennis court as beautiful, but it is purple and green and reminiscent of Wimbledon. And I'm walking through tarmacked, metalled roads with a lot of mud on them, a lot of water underfoot. I'm trying to wear the same trainers to work as I do to walk around, and people at work are often looking at my shoes and going, "How's the walking podcast going?" Meaning, your shoes are muddy, what are you doing? I remember working in a in a sort of advertising office when I first started my, for want of a better word, career. And it was a sort of office where you absolutely couldn't have worn trainers. It was just a, it was a posh office full of well-dressed, posh people. And now I'm pleased to say my office is a bit more relaxed, and some people, at least, if they disapprove of my trainers, they are too polite to mention it. And that's important to me in a workplace. What are you looking for in a workplace, Rach? I'm looking for a place where I'm allowed to be some level of shambles and nobody minds. Just walking past a very trafficy bit now. Apologies for trafficky noises. And I'm aware that I've got 7 episodes left in which to cover the rest of life, the universe and everything, which is a lot to ask. But I'm going to do my best. What I can promise you is episodes on critical thinking, radical self-trust, and we may even chat about amor fati. No giggling at the back there. Thank you for walking with me, dear friends. It has been a delight to stretch my legs with you this lunchtime. And I look forward to bringing you the next 7 episodes of Series 42, Life, the Universe, and Everything. Can we cram it all in? Well, I think we can, because it's a walk the pod style, Life, the Universe, and Everything. I will not be covering the entire history of the universe, or even attempting to do so. Take care of your beautiful mind, yourselves and each other. Enjoy the imperfect day. Hope it's less chilly where you are than it is here, and I will speak to you tomorrow.